Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from John chapter 6, where we find a large crowd following Jesus, intently focused on the healing miracles he was performing. Jesus and his disciples had crossed the Sea of Galilee and were resting, but when he saw the crowd coming to him, Jesus and Philip discussed how to feed the people. Another disciple, Andrew, found a boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and asked the obvious question in verse 9. But what are these for so many people? Jesus said, "Have the people recline to eat." So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were reclining. Likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with pieces from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Therefore, when the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." So Jesus, aware that they intended to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself, alone. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and after getting into a boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. In addition, the sea began getting rough because a strong wind was blowing. Then, when they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadia, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." So they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. We then read that when the crowd noticed the next morning that Jesus was no longer there, they went to Capernaum. And when they found him, they asked him in verse 25, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate some of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father, God, has set his seal."
Which interests you more, who Jesus is or what he can do for you? It seems that many times we're more concerned about what he gives than discovering who he is. But this is nothing new. When Jesus walked the earth, the crowds often sought him out for what he could do for them. Even though their needs were quite often legitimate, Christ knew their motives. There's a fine line between using the Lord to get what we want and humbly coming to him with our needs and struggles. Sometimes issues are so urgent in our mind that instead of submitting to his will, those of us who are believers would rather pray for him to act in the way we want. Then what might appear to be faith is really a demanding spirit. If our prayers have dealt only with presenting our requests to the Lord, we've missed a great opportunity to get to know the one with whom we'll spend eternity. How much of your communion with God is devoted to your needs, even legitimate ones? Are you getting to know the Lord? Although God delights in our prayers and the details of our life, he also wants us to enjoy his presence.